Welcome to Hales Own College's first podcast for applicants looking to study with us in September. I'm Jo Williams and I'm Deputy Principal, and it's probably fairly apparent that this is my first podcast too. I'll be your host for today, and I'm here with Julia Edmonds, who's Head of Partnerships, and she'll be putting some questions to me that have come from you. We've got a number of podcasts coming up over the next month, and this is our first, so please be charitable. And more details can be found on our website. Each one of those will capture a different stage of your learner journey. So please take a look when you can at the ones that interest you. We've got applicants across the board from A-level, BTEC, vocational, higher education, GCSE. And I'm hoping that tonight we'll be able to answer all the questions that you've submitted. If you think of other questions afterwards, or over the next few days, weeks, months, we have got a range of ways that you can get in touch with us through submit a question on our website, emailing hub@halesowen.ac.uk, emailing admissions@halesowen.ac.uk, or emailing info@halesowen.ac.uk, or you can always use Facebook Messenger. So hopefully there'll be some way that you can get your question across and we'll do our best to get back to you as soon as possible. So today, what I'm hoping to cover is, first of all, what we're doing in the light of COVID-19 and how we're supporting our current students, how the A-levels and GCSEs are going to be calculated. And don't worry, really. I'll tell you how we're doing that, but we're really going to do that to make sure that we look after everybody. And we do recognise what an anxious time is for everyone who should have been doing exams and assessments this summer. We'll also go through how to apply at Hales Owen College in case you haven't already, and also what you can do if you've already applied to us in September and either have questions or want to get going on some study in between times. And once I've gone through that, I'll start to address the questions directly that you've put to us. So let's begin. How are we supporting our students at the moment? As you'll all be aware, it's a really strange time. So for starters, we spend a lot of our time talking to screens rather than to proper people. And we've all had to get used to really different ways of working and indeed just being at home with our families all the time. For our students, they've been learning online now for nearly 6 weeks, and that can be through Moodle, Teams calls, and a whole range of things, probably like much like you've been doing from home too. And students have really engaged with that. Some things have worked better than others, and they probably like some things better than others. What we are making sure is that we're supporting our students and making sure they can continue learning and addressing new things. And I think we've all learned quite a lot about ourselves and about the things that we like doing online. And some people have really started to push forward for that, which is great. We've had some really nice feedback from students. Our Maths A-level students have really enjoyed some of the Teams calls and things that the Maths department have been doing. Podcasts in history have gone down really well. And I think some of our staff have found a whole new social media presence that maybe they didn't know they'd got. And again, we've highlighted some of this on our social media channels, but we've had hair and beauty students sharing their designs from home and their makeup with some really fantastic results. So we've been really pleased. It's not ideal. We'd all rather see people have the freedom to be outside, but at least we've kept in touch. And if students have had a wobble or they wanted somebody to have a moan at maybe, or just 10 minutes to talk to somebody else rather than family, there've been people on hand to do that, which I think is really important and probably a lot of you will appreciate too. Students have been submitting work electronically, and again, that's gone really well and we've been able to give feedback. So as far as possible, if there is a normal, it's been business as usual, but on a different platform. We've also tried to keep in contact with students who've already applied to us, and that could well be some of you that are watching this now. And I suppose the key message, and the message I'll probably keep going back to, is please don't worry. It must be hard at home, suddenly thinking I've got these exams and they've told me if I get 5 grade 4s or grade 5s, then I get into college. And suddenly you're not allowed to go for those grade 4s and 5s. Don't worry about it. We know the process that you're going through. We know that your exams have been suspended, and we will make sure we don't disadvantage you any more than I know the schools are supporting you to make sure you get predicted the grades you deserved and you were working towards. So at enrolment, however that may look, and again, we'll talk about that in a little while, we'll make sure that you can continue your education, get back on board and do the course that will allow you to succeed and get to where you want to go. So even though you're the first person or the first group of students ever to have this experience, we will make sure you still get to where you want to go eventually. We were planning to have several events in the summer. As you know, I think some of the questions will talk about InfoFest. And again, that will depend very much on what the government are saying. So I can make some guesses today, but we really don't know what that'll look like. What we can guarantee is we're going to keep in touch with you. We'll try and give you a flavour of what's going on as we go along and make it as normal and as reassuring as possible. So we will keep in touch with you. And we've obviously given you a range of ways you can keep in touch with us. And don't worry about bombarding us with questions. If you're sitting at home worrying, come back to us, because some of us have got time to do that and we're missing human contact too. So to answer those questions, we'd much rather do that. So close to the time we'll think about enrolment and induction and those kind of things, we are already planning. But if you can imagine, we've got an option A, B and C, depending on what the government say. So we'll say as much about that as and when we can. And again, I'll talk to you a little bit later about if you're sitting at home and school have said, right, we're predicting your grades now, they'll be giving you some things to do, but you might be itching to get on with something to do with health and social care or A-level sociology. And hopefully we can talk to you about what you can do to prepare and what kind of things you can get engaged in while you're at home. Going on to the second part of this about how GCSEs and A-levels are being calculated this year, you'll be aware that because the exams have been cancelled, because they've had to be cancelled, your school is going to be asked to send information to the exam boards about what grade they think you would have got if you'd sat that exam in the summer. And again, some of you will know that because schools have been keeping in touch all the way through, you're working to a grade 5, 6, 7, whichever grade you're working towards. So your school or college will think about the grade they believe you would most likely have got if teaching, learning and exams had happened as planned. And within each subject, they'll then put you in the order. This person would have got a really high grade 6. This person would have got borderline 5 and 6, and they will rank each of you. And they'll consider a range of things in that. So it'll be about your classwork, your homework, results in assignments, assessments, mock exams, any coursework and your general progress through the course. And some of you will be sitting there now thinking, oh, but I would have done better in an exam. Again, please don't worry about that, because we'll also take that rounded view. And in the first couple of weeks, you'll get the chance to attempt some work to make sure you're working at the level we think you are. And we know that for some people, they'll feel cheated out of doing those exams. But we will make sure at enrolment that we look at everything, talk to you, talk to your parents and schools if necessary, to make sure we put you on the right programme to allow you to succeed. And we can definitely do that. So please don't worry and don't sit at home worrying about that. The next thing to talk about is to how to apply to study at Hales Owen College. So if you haven't already applied for one of our courses in September, that's not a problem. You'll be aware every year that some people apply earlier or later than others. And you can apply for a place by visiting the website. So there's an apply button, a big pink button on the homepage. And again, if you have any problems, because I think we've all probably encountered some problems with our computers, our Wi-Fi, please let us know through the whole range of other ways you can get in touch with us. And if you want information about courses, bursary application processing, bus information, or indeed anything that doesn't fit into that, you can contact our student hub via admissions@halesowen.ac.uk. And those people are used to having questions about a whole range of things. And if they can't answer it, they know someone who can and they can get that answer for you. If you want careers advice and guidance, impartial information, our careers team have got gold standard careers and they really are committed to helping you get on the right path. And they're very good at thinking about different avenues. If you sat at home and had a careers crisis, as I'm sure some of us have, then maybe you want to talk to somebody about what you really want to do now. And again, you can email them on careers@halesowen.ac.uk. We've also got additional support avenues, Aspire to HE, Aim Higher, things that you might have heard of at school. And if you do fall into those areas for support, we've got two people there, Carell Phillips and Sarah Froggatt. And again, we'd be able to put you in touch with those. And they can also talk about other support, other events and things. If you have already applied to study with us in September, that's great. And as I say, hopefully you've had numerous communications from us and will continue to get those. So don't worry about your college place. If you are thinking, well, I put in an application, I'm sure I haven't had an email back, contact us through one of those avenues and we'll follow it up for you. So there really is nothing, well, I say nothing that we can't sort. Unfortunately, we can't sort COVID-19. But again, within your applications for the college, we can hopefully sort all those things for you and secure you the place that you want. And again, we can work with you at enrolment. We can talk to you now to make sure you're on the right course and the thing that will motivate you to get through these next few months and get onto the career that you want to get onto. So if you've already applied to study with us in September and you've already been accepted for a course, we are working on providing preparatory work for you to prepare for college life in September. And some people, I think, with some time at home, have been motivated to do some things that maybe you wouldn't have had time to do if you were at school. And we'll publish this on our website under the school leavers banner. So if you scroll across the banners, you'll see that option. And then there's an FAQ which says, what can I do to prepare for college life? And we're putting work on there weekly as teams build up some material for you to do, which will be really useful. And again, there should be reading lists on there and various things to do. And if you don't see the subject that you want, again, give us an email on one of those emails that we provided, and we can let you know when the work's going up or chase something up for you if there's something that's not quite right for you there.